Arizona News. I'm Keith Peters reporting severe weather and powerhouse winds, including several tornadoes, struck the Gulf Coast, causing widespread damage to homes, businesses, and infrastructure. In a Facebook post, Slidell, Louisiana Police Department spokesman Daniel Susano says there's extensive tornado damage in that town.
From what I've seen out there, guys, if that continues to hold true, that we have zero major injuries or fatalities, truly a miracle. Truly a miracle. We rescued about 50 people out of an apartment complex right here off Old Spanish Trail. Just minor bumps and bruises, some head injuries, but nothing major. If we somehow can make it out without any fatalities, it's a miracle.
Other communities reported being inundated with water. President Biden is growing increasingly vocal about his unhappiness with Israel over the Gaza war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During an interview with Spanish-language broadcaster Univision, the president said Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's approach to the war against Hamas is a mistake. Those remarks add to an already growing rift between the two allies over the war. The president went on to say that Israel should agree to a ceasefire and flood Gaza with humanitarian aid for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
For the third straight day, a New York appeals court has rejected an attempt by Donald Trump's lawyers to delay the former president's hush money criminal trial. Trump's lawyers had argued that the trial should be put off indefinitely while they fight to remove the judge, Juan Merchan, and challenge several of his rulings. Justice Ellen Gesmer's ruling is another loss for Trump, who's tried repeatedly to get the trial postponed. Barring another appeal, the decision means the first of Trump's four criminal trials will start as scheduled on Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422 points. This is SRN News. A new poll on fasting.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that a little more than one in five Americans fast for religious reasons on a regular basis. Muslims are the group most likely to go without eating as part of their faith. 80% say they do so during the month of Ramadan. 49% of Jewish Americans fast regularly, as do 40% of Catholics. The Pew study finds that about 16% of evangelical Christians fast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 250 Holocaust survivors joined in an international initiative to share their stories of loss and survival with students around the world during a time of rising anti-Semitism. The Survivors Speakers Bureau was launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. In the U.S. and Germany, educational institutions can invite survivors to personally speak in classrooms and university lecture halls. Educators in other countries can request video conferences. This is SRN News. Alcohol is still illegal in some New York towns, but under a new proposed law, those so-called dry communities would be no more. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
A bill moving through the state legislature would override local control and take away the dry status. One of the sponsors, State Senator James Skoufis.
We live in the year 2024. This is not 1924. And the bill is an attempt to try and drag these communities into modern times.
In Canandaigua, which is a dry town, Deputy Town Supervisor Philip Stockin says it's another example of the state wanting to dictate to locals.
There's better things that they could be doing with their time and the needs of New York State, because this issue can be changed by the local people anytime they want to.
I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.